Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we're digging into something that sounds maybe a bit philosophical at first, but it's actually super relevant: how we understand events.
How we grasp what's happening around us.
Exactly. And the sources you shared look at this from all sorts of angles, right? From just our gut feelings about things.
All the way to, more structured theoretical ways of thinking about it.
So the idea today, our kind of mission, is to maybe give you a clearer lens for looking at any situation, any occurrence you encounter.
Hopefully leading to some of those aha moments about how we experience time and, well, change itself. We want to get beyond just describing what happened.
Okay, let's start with the basics then. How do we first grasp an event intuitively?
Yeah, initially, it seems we often perceive events as sort of undifferentiated wholes. We focus on the people, the things involved.
The relationships between them, like following a story.
Exactly like following a story. It's an implicit understanding. You just, absorb it.
And at that level, the only real response is just internalizing it, making it part of your own narrative almost.
Precisely. But then there's this shift towards what the sources call a more theoretical attitude.
Right, where you step back a bit.
You step back, and instead of seeing the whole picture at once, you start breaking the event down. You look at its components. Its modal constituents is the term used.
And analyze them through different aspects of time.
Yes. And this is key. Time isn't just one single thing, like your watch ticking. There are multiple facets.
Okay, yeah, the sources listed quite a few. There's the obvious stuff like sequence, what comes first,
Simultaneity, duration.
how long something lasts. But then it gets more interesting. There's objective clock time, sure, but also that inner sense of time passing, that psychological duration.
Duree, yeah. And even things like liturgical time, faith-based cycle.
Or ethical time, like is it the right time to do something? Legal time, aesthetic rhythm in music or art.
Economic cycles, social norms about timing, even linguistic tense. It's this whole spectrum.
Wow, okay. That's a lot of different kinds of time.
And they're all relevant depending on the context of the event we're looking at. They're ordered by analogy, really.
Now, you mentioned a key distinction earlier, something about these time aspects.
Ah, yes. Crucial point. Features like sequence, simultaneity, duration, they are inherent properties of the events themselves.
Not of the people or things within the events.
Exactly. Think about, say, kings and their reigns. We talk about one reign following another, or two reigns being simultaneous, maybe in different kingdoms, or a reign having a certain duration. It's the events that possess these temporal qualities. The monarchs, the entities, they exist within those reigns. But the sequence isn't a property of the king himself, but of his period of rule.
Okay, that makes sense. So entities and relationships need that temporal context. They need to be part of an event for us to apply words like before, after, or during meaningfully to them in that context.
Precisely. You need the event structure.
So time is. It's fundamental. It's not just a container events happen in. It's like woven into the very fabric of the event and how we understand it.
Absolutely. It's a condition for both the experience and our reflection upon it. And crucially, remembering it's not just one kind of time.
All those different aspects we listed, social, ethical, physical.
Depending on the event, different time aspects become more or less relevant.
And these events, they unfold over time with a sense of continuity, like they hang together.
Yes, there's a continuity. Philosophers have definitely picked up on this. Aristotle's idea of narrative unity, beginning, middle, end,
Right.
or even Kant's ideas about purposiveness. It points towards this implicit sense that events have a direction, a kind of internal logic or
Yeah.
coherence as
Yeah.
they unfold, maybe even hypothetically, a sense of overarching purpose, though that's a deeper philosophical dive.
And understanding the structure of one event that helps with others.
It absolutely can. Once you grasp how these time aspects work in one case, you can use that understanding, those instances or examples, to analyze and make sense of new situations you encounter. You start seeing patterns.
Right. So pulling it together, then, the big takeaway is that events aren't just like random collections of stuff happening.
Not at all. They have an inherent structure,
Yeah.
and that structure is deeply tied to these various dimensions or aspects of time.
And getting a handle on that structure, on those time aspects.
Gives you a much more powerful and nuanced way to understand pretty much any situation.
Yeah.
It moves you beyond just the surface details.
Okay, so here's something for you, the listener, to chew on. Think about the last significant event in your own life. Could be anything, big or small. Instead of just recalling the who and the what, try looking at it through some of these different time lenses we talked about.
Yeah, what was the sequence? Did anything happen simultaneously? How did the duration feel? Was it different from the clock time? Was there a sense of social timing involved?
Mm-hmm. What felt like the right moment or the wrong one? Applying these different time aspects, what new perspectives or insights does that bring to your understanding of that event?
It's a fascinating exercise.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.